Everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to everyone according to their deeds.
By our fruits we will be known.
I tell you that every idle word that people speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
Our words flow from our heart, and so our words describe our heart more clearly than anything.
Many will tell me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works. Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you wicked people.
Because ultimately, truth can't collude with untruth, and this is the frightening light of the new kingdom.
Everyone is purified by fire, as a sacrifice is purified by salt.
And in the flames, untruth must dissolve into truth, be received by truth, or forever wander alone in terrible isolation.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
The division bell tolls.
He will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will tell those on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
But how could they have done all these things for God?
I tell you, inasmuch as they did it to the least of my children, they did it to me.
But God is the one we don't pay much attention to.
Then he will say also to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you didn't give me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in, naked, and you didn't clothe me, sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me.
And they'll say, when was this so?
I tell you, inasmuch as you refused it to the least of my children, you refused it to me.
And that will be that. Meanness of spirit proves an expensive luxury.
Yes, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet which fishermen throw into the sea. They catch fish of every kind, and when the net is full, they pull it up onto the beach. Then they sit down and throw the good fish into buckets, but throw the bad fish away. So will it be in the end of the world.
And will the end of the old world be the beginning of a new one, a different one?
The old man will not hesitate to ask a little child of 7 days about the place of life, and he shall live.
An upside-down kingdom.
Indeed, and one in which many of the first will make themselves last, and they shall become one.
So we are to be ready.
Be like men watching for the return of their master from the marriage feast, so that when he returns, they are ready to open the door to him.
Not snoring on the stairs.
How happy are those servants who the master finds awake and ready on his return. I tell you, he will take off his coat, sit them down and serve them himself.
Yeah, that is some homecoming.
How happy they are if they are found ready, whether he comes at midnight or even later. So as I say, be ready. For the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him.
We carry on waiting. We scan the horizon.
Yet what you wait for has already come.
It's already here.
What you wait for has already come, but you don't see it.
Help me to see.
My followers ask me this. When will that day be when you appear to us?
Well, that's what we all want to know.
I said, on the day when you are naked as newborn infants who trample their clothing.
That is when you'll appear to them. When they are naked like newborn infants. I mean, presumably clothes here symbolise all that obscures or veils our essential selves. So we return to the child and trample on these things. We return to our nakedness and discover that this, and this only, is the condition of seeing you. So the end times could be now.
On the day when you are naked as newborn infants.
You see, we're back where we started, teacher. Back in the future, that is now. Back with the circle where each point, each moment is both a beginning.